So what's on your mind?
No, we just wanted to follow up. We've been working pretty hard, I think. Johnny's been a godsend here, helping me get organized. So I feel like we've gotten a lot accomplished in the last month. We got some good momentum. In a way, it's sort of hard to keep up with all the new business, but that's a good thing.
That's really good, right? It's exciting.
Yeah. It is exciting. It's very good.
So where are you year-to-date and first quarter?
Year-to-date and first quarter? That's a good – you know, I'm so when we started this, I was probably annualizing just under 500,000, and right now I'm annualizing north of six right now, so that's pretty strong you know, growth for just what, six months? What have we been doing this, 7 months?
Yeah.
Something like that. So that's pretty good. The account sizes that are coming in are have been fantastic. So, you know, asset wise, I haven't even looked at the asset flows. I need to go check because we've brought in and converted so many, you know, relationships. I just need to get a good handle on it. I haven't paid attention to it.
Johnny, you can work on that, okay?
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, you can be a statistician, keeping him up on where he is.
Yeah, hopefully it continues, you know. I mean, there's no reason why it shouldn't continue.
That's great. Congratulations.
The whole process of keeping up with people on a more frequent basis helps you identify a lot of the, you know, I mean, just simple but strange things that you might have missed before. You know, Morgan Stanley's so focused on risk, you know, the whole firm, and they emphasize this Aladdin report, and it's everywhere. It's on every screen that we've got, you know, with our risk scores, and it filters through on the financial plans and things. And I find I'm talking a lot more about that with people. There's a lot more work centered around managing risk, you know, according to the plan. I guess that's, you know, as I'm just sitting here thinking about it, that's what I've got on my plate today. Is I've got three financial plans that have to get done today, and then when you put yourself out there as far as the planning part, you get a lot more opportunities. That's what I'm seeing too. You know, people with a lot of what ifs. You know, what if I do this? What if I buy this? What if I sell my business to do this? You know, I don't think I was having those conversations as often, you know, in the past.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're just there. You're their, you become much more their advisor rather than simply their investment guy.
Yeah.
So they see you as advice and guidance, on their whole life, which is where you want to be. You know, you and I have talked about this, you know, more of a life coach as much as a financial advisor and a coach. So they will rely on you more. You know, what can I retire? Should I retire? I'm thinking about selling my business. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
But Johnny's, I mean, he's in charge. He's the one that's been keeping me on task. I will say that. I'm assuming that's what Karen's supposed to be doing, right?
Right.
Sales assistant. We've got to figure out how to get her back into the fold. She's probably not coming back to the office for a very long time. Not sure if we'll ever see her back in the office, to tell you the truth, so long as COVID's around. Hope that changes, but she's very compromised, you know, immunity wise. So,
has she had her shots?
So she hasn't been able to get her shots because she's got MS. So they had the first thing they had to do was test her for the antibodies from having COVID. And apparently, the medication that she takes strips the antibodies out of her.
Oh, great.
So now she's got to have a window where she's not on this drug. They're going to try to give her the vaccine. And then once that takes, I guess 2 weeks after, then she's got to do her normal, she's got to go into her normal therapy again. And then they'll retest her for the antibodies afterwards to see if they if she retained any at all. So it'll be about a 6 week process to figure out if she's, well, maybe even longer than that, 2 months before they'll be able to tell if it's successful or not with her.
Right. Right. It's about, you get the two shots plus then you're, that's quite an extensive window.
It is. It's big. Yeah. Cause you got the month between the two vaccines, and then she's got to, whatever, they've got to get this medicine out of her, got to get those shots in her, then they have got to do, anyway, it's a pretty long process. So bottom line is I know I won't see her for 2 months, at least.
Yeah. Thanks. But you guys are surviving and she's able to work from home and.
Yeah. Not ideal, but it's going well. Johnny's going to start in production.
Week and a half.
Oh, wow. Way to go.
Now that I'm counting on the days or anything.
Approximately a week and a half, exactly, on Wednesday. It's exciting, isn't it? Getting the opportunity. I remember my first day at Merrill Lynch. I was supposed to start on a Monday and I was so nervous. Now this is Navy pilot, right? This is guy that landed on carriers and everything, but I had no idea what the job was, right? I made myself so nervous. I got sick.
Did you really?
First day of work. I had to call in sick, and it was pure.
Really?
It was pure error. Yeah, I kind of like to admit that because you know people think, "My God, Rob, you did all this crazy stuff in your whole life." No, the fear is a real debilitator, man. And when it's just fear of the unknown, I thought I had to know all the symbols on the New York Stock Exchange and all this stuff. I walk in the second day and they're like, yeah, you're sits over here. Yeah, start studying. You know? Like, no, I don't have to do anything. This is going to be great. They're leaving me alone. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's been frustrating, Johnny, is there's been a lot of hurry up and wait, you know, and a lot of busy work kind of stuff and studying, and he gets through the the materials so quickly, which is great. So,
are you
the process fast enough for him?
So, what designations are you working on, or do you have now, John?
So, I've gotten everything that I can get right now. Working on my financial planning specialist, but I won't be able to have that designation for 2 years, and then that also counts towards the CFP, but I can't get that until 3 years. So right now, guys, life, health, annuities, long-term care, variable insurance, mortgage lending.
Wow.
I think that's it.
That's a lot.
Plus
the CFP thing, what? I thought they gave you time for work as long as you're working in an office or something.
You have to have 3 years of experience before you can have the designation. I can take the courses and sit for the exam, but can't do anything for 3 years.
But
I think for financial specialist, you have to have 2 years of financial work experience.
So you were okay. So you 3 years of experience. Do they count internships?
So I haven't had any experience in financial world. I come from a decade of sales experience.
Okay. What was your
That's the big thing is that relevant experience that they require.
Right. Right. We've talked about, yeah. You're the designated hunter. I remember.
he will be. He's got a really good start on his class, though. I will say that. I think having the supernova structure, you know, because even for somebody who's been in the business, it's you know, it's you're changing something. You know, you got this mass in front of you that you're trying to work with and change. From his standpoint, and have that, so everything can be supernova as it's into the pipe, right?
Right. It never, yeah, it's like hiring a new sales assistant and saying, this is what we do. And they think, of course, this is what we do. You know, it's the same thing. It, rather than having to change a whole process. So that's great. So, very interesting. So you're going to use Supernova right from the beginning. Focusing in on.
And that's actually.
Go ahead.
I'm actually bringing that as part of my initial like presentation to customers. Is the advantage that you get with working with me is that client experience, and then kind of walking through what Supernova means for them. So focus around planning, regular client contacts, being your CFO of your life.
It's great. One of the Monday I had my first call was with an FA I've been coaching for some time now. He's 65. He's in Louisville, Kentucky, so he's not in a huge major market. And they were in competition for a guy was selling his business for $8 million. His sales assistant knew the individual. He had met with him. He was a CPA, was the advisor to the client. And the sales assistant called the CPA and said, do you think we'll get this? And he said, of course. And he said, she said, why? Because you're the only ones that do what you do. And she said, what do you mean? Well, you're the only ones that have got basically the Supernova model. And it turns out that what this CPA loved was the, he loved the agenda, but he really loved the executive summary. He said that takes, it makes it clear to everyone what you've agreed to each time you call. So there's no confusion. So my clients are very clear as to their responsibility and what the FA's responsibilities are. So the agenda becomes like the agenda for a board meeting. You're talking about the analogy to the CFO. The executive summary becomes the minutes from the board meeting. So every month is a board meeting. You know, and a lot of companies meet every month. The boards meet monthly. Some meet quarterly, but a lot, some meet monthly. And so what you're doing is treating each client as if they are a big company. And it's for this person, it was an immediate $8 million win. And he said, I said to him, do you think you won because of Supernova? He said, absolutely. I would not have gotten this case if it had not been for Supernova. He said, Rob, I've brought in $20 million this quarter, okay? And I've been coaching him for years now. So we went from $10 million goal to $20 million to $30 million. And this year it's a $40 million goal. And he's a single proprietor. So he is... You know, and he's very methodical. He does exactly, he tells me, he says at the end of every call, okay, tell me what to do. Basically, tell me something I should do and hold me accountable next month. Cause we just do monthly now. And so I told him, I said, do a webinar. I said, do a webinar because he's very uncomfortable doing webinars. He still likes phone calls. And I said, do a webinar because I want you to get used to using the webinar. I want you to teach your clients how to use the webinar. And, you know, a Zoom webinar, basically. And I said, I want you to do it on the topic that you're going to discuss that month. So you give everybody, all your clients, a chance to hear about the topic ahead of your call. Because you generally don't have enough time to talk, to give them an overview of what the topic's going to be and get into their own personal situation, which takes so much time, right? So in this case, let's say you were going to do it on mortgages, right? And you just want a general overview of what's happening in lending and different ways that you could lend. So you can use securitized loans, you can use margin, you can use credit card debt, you can use, you know, you can use mortgages. So what are, you know, that's a spectrum of borrowing, and what are the rates for each of those, and when would you use which, and why it makes no sense to ever use credit card debt, basically. But you've got to be prepared when you need debt to have securitized loan available. And so you just do that kind of a webinar for all your clients. And then when you call, you say, you know, I'm excited that you were able to tune into our webinar on any questions that came out of that or any discussion. Great. So much easier than starting to explain what, you know, going through that whole thing. And what that will do is, have you better prepared for the month, have your clients better prepared, but also it makes you very referable. So in this case, if you know, Derek, if you do an initiative, we used to use the yellow pad and go through and have a municipal bond or whatever, new issue stock. And we'd call every client and tell them about the new issue bond. And by the time you were done, you opened up 4 new accounts because people would refer you to their buddy who wanted some bonds too. Or wanted, in this case, they want a mortgage. You know, my son needs a mortgage. So we open up another new account, right? We're constantly opening up new relationships because of the work we're doing, because we're focused rather than just calling every month to talk about their situation. So it's an educational webinar on a topic that's of interest to generally your entire population. It will make you more professional and help. So he said, okay, I'll do it. You know, and this is a guy that would be very uncomfortable doing this, right? Cause you got to learn how to use, you know, put stuff on the screen and all that stuff, right? It's not hard, but you gotta do it.
So what's the platform they did it on?
He'll do it on Zoom. Yeah.
On Zoom. Okay.
Yeah. And Zoom's great for that. You can put stuff up on Zoom and give them charts and graphs and all that stuff. So a couple of things came out of that call. One is the attention to detail. See, he does it exactly the way I tell him to do it. And he says, Rob, why would I do it any different? You're the coach. Okay? You tell me this is the way you throw it. You know, throw a free throw. This is the way you throw a free throw. Yeah, everybody's got different styles, but the fundamentals are the fundamentals. So what you talk about and how you talk about it, that's up to you. That's style. But having an agenda, that's not style. Having an executive summary is not style. I went through a team that I've been coaching since like 2018 or something, and I went through this same thing, and they said, yeah, we aren't using the agenda. No, we're not using the executive summary. And I'm thinking to myself, why the? No wonder you're not getting the impact out of Supernova. You know, you're doing, he said, well, we're kind of doing a Supernova light. I said, well, you're going to, you know, and I didn't say it, but you're going to get Supernova light results. You know, if you do it the way that and what it, see, here's the key. This is a simple, sounds like a crazy thing, but doing what's focused on the client makes it harder for you. Doing what's easier for you makes it not as client-centric and not, it doesn't give the client the experience. But it's easier for you. So most FAs choose what's easier for them, not what's good for the client. Right? Because we're all selfish and we're all self-centered and whatever, lazy. But in reality, this is what's best for the client. Therefore, that's what we should do with every client. And if they're not big enough to do it, then reassign them to somebody else that will do it for them. But every client deserves to have that experience because they're paying for it. So when you think, damn, that's hard, right? Like financial planning is harder than not financial planning.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? I mean, everything that we teach, right? Multi-generational planning with full implementation of the planning process through 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to your problems, 1-hour response, 24 hours resolution. All those things are harder than not doing it. And each one is hard. Multi-generational planning, not just planning for the you, but planning for the kids. Full implementation. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you want me to fully implement it, not just cherry pick the easy stuff? Yeah, full implementation through 12 scheduled appointments. 4 reviews of the plan, 2 of them in person. Whoa. And then a rapid response team, 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. Harder than not doing it. But doable? Of course it's doable. You don't mess around. Somebody does a 911 call to you. You're going to respond to it and resolve it. I mean, if it's not a 911, then we save it for the monthly call, right? But that's a training issue. That's training the client. When is it a 911 call? When is it a monthly call? When is it part of your monthly call? That's a training issue. I appreciate you calling about this. This is not what we call a 911 call, but we'll take care of it. Well, what do you mean? Well, when you call, we treat it like a 911 call, okay? It's an emergency. Otherwise, we'll talk about it in your monthly call. Oh, okay. I didn't get it. All right, now I get it. All right, I won't call and listen. You know, if it's about checks or something like that, I won't call unless, you know, on the monthly call. So that's a training issue. So see, if you're going to be good, that good to them, they need to be that good to you. Okay. It's a two-way street. They can't be calling and interrupting and dropping in and stuff like that. They got to respect your time. So you just tell them, look, we're going to give you an extraordinary experience, but it's built around this concept of, you know, extreme service. But we, you know, and we're ready for a 911 call. But if it's not 911 emergency, please save it for the monthly call. That's what that's there for. And when we put something down that we're going to follow up on, we're going to do that. And we would really appreciate it when you are in charge of meeting with your estate planning attorney, et cetera, that you do it. Because we're a team. Right? We're a team. You're the CEO. I'm the CFO. And frankly, when we talk about sharing the news, when we talk about the opportunity to introduce us to someone that you know, that you think would value this experience as much as we have, we really appreciate that. Because we devote all our time to you. We don't really devote much time to marketing. So you're our marketing. It's word of mouth. So we really appreciate it.
That's what we're trying to do too, to leverage Johnny and help him grow his business, to go to other advisors and have a be able to show them the whole system that he does, you know, not just necessarily coming out there and saying, hey, this is Supernova, but he's talking about the process. He's showing them the deliverables. He's talking about the follow-ups, you know, all of that. And hopefully he can start leveraging some of the other advisors that they just have too much. We've got advisors turning away business, you know, because they don't have the capacity to
right.
count any more clients. So,
well, if you, exactly, if you demonstrate, I mean, one of the, you've got external marketing that you do to the community, right? Then you've got internal marketing that you do to your peers. And then you've got marketing that you do to your bosses. And you should have a focus on all of those. Okay. So you should have a business plan that includes all three of those things. I'm always shocked that people don't market up. You've got an entire firm that can refer to you. Not just your boss, but all the people in the district and the region. In the market, in the national sales, all of those people theoretically could refer to you. And the question is, are you marketing to them as if they're a constituency, or are you marketing to them as if they are working for you?
Yeah, there's a difference.
It's a big difference. So, Derek, you should have at least a quarterly meeting with your boss. Not as the manager, but as a financial advisor. And you should report in on how you're doing. Because if you think, now I knew, okay, because I was your coach, okay? When I was your manager, I was your coach. And I knew exactly how you're doing, okay? But they don't always know. Some of them are administrators. Some of them are busy. Okay.
I've been fortunate with my boss because he's very interested in the whole Supernova process. And so he's taken an interest that way. So we touch base probably a little bit more often than quarterly, but it's not as formal a meeting, right, than a quarterly meeting probably should be.
It should be an hour. And it should be scheduled, just a Supernova meeting.
Yeah.
Just goes right in the Supernova scheduler.
Right.
He's a center of influence. Of anybody that can refer you the $10 million client or the $5 million client, it's your boss. Now, it's not going to happen all the time, but what if it only happened once every 2 years?
Yeah.
Be great.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And I've talked with other FAs on his behalf, you know, about this. So, that's
well, and what you want to do is, frankly, you want to tie the two together. You want to say, look, here's the results. It was tied to this activity. Okay. And give credit where the activity worked. So it's anecdotal. But in your case, it's not. I mean, it's actual results. So I'm doing more business because I'm calling my clients on a regularly scheduled basis. And that's because of Supernova. I'm doing this because, you know, Johnny and I created this model. And this model is working. Okay, so give yourself credit. But give credit. If Johnny's doing something that's spectacular, then give Johnny credit. You know, if Karen's doing something, give her credit. And this is all part of your reporting into your boss. This is what we're doing that's working. This is where we're still struggling. Right? We're all struggling with support. We're all struggling with this. Everybody in my, you know, they're all... We need to segment. My whole office needs to segment. We need a campaign on segmentation. We need a place to send these clients. We need this, you know. I mean, and you can say, look, we've set up our mini client services department with Johnny. He's our client services department. I'm asking all the guys to give up, you know, 20, 30 accounts, and they're going to all go to Johnny. Johnny's going to take care of them and sift through them, and we're going to take care of them. We're not even going to have to send them out of the, they got to be a certain size, and they got to be alive, and they got to be people that have phone numbers and all that stuff. But this way we get Johnny with some, you know, meat to chew on, and we get these other guys to be able to open up, you know, give up 30 accounts and bring in one $3 million account and pays for all that garbage. I had a client services department in my office, and it worked great. We had about 500 accounts in there, maybe more, maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000. I don't remember. But we had two sales assistants in there, and it wasn't a big office. It was only like a 30-40 person office, and we had our own little office for them, and they were registered, and they were smart and great. And they took care of the, interesting African Americans, both of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they took care of all these clients, and people loved them. And that was before we started the big call centers. But it was a way to segment the books. So marketing. Constituency, marketing up, marketing to your peers by demonstrating your skills. So having a meeting where you demonstrate what you do and how you do it. And then obviously marketing outside to your community. Now, the reason this guy in Louisville got this account was because he taught his CPA what he did. He taught him what he did, and he was a client. So he knew.
So we did get I've got a lead on a $15 million account for my little mastermind group. One of the guys in the mastermind group just brought in another $400,000 in assets, as well. So
just because he joined it, he just, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I don't know about this mastermind name, but, he goes, at least we all know what we're looking for, you know, so.
Right.
It's been good. Been really good so far.
Do you know where the name Mastermind came from?
I should, if I think about it for a minute. Go ahead, help me out.
It's when two minds come together, they create a third mind called the Mastermind.
I'm going to explain that to him.
Yeah, you see? And it's true. Your mind is great, and Johnny's mind is great, but when you put your two minds together, you create a third mind. One capable of achieving things that the single mind wasn't able to achieve. Larry Wilson calls it stair-stepping. And the stair-stepping is you have an idea, you tell it to Johnny, Johnny then adds to it. And then all of a sudden you realize there's something else. And so you add to what Johnny came up with. And then Johnny hears you, and then he adds to that. So you're constantly stair-stepping the idea up to another level.
We do a pretty fair amount of that.
No. Yeah, you do that. And you just keep track of how that works when you're doing things, when you're discussing things. Watch it work. It's fascinating. That's why teams work that are good teams, that are creative teams, that are different. You know, two people that are exactly alike don't make a great team.
Yeah. Well, we're not exactly alike.
Nope. So, that's really good.
See, good. He's very complimentary to what I lack.
So that's why we, honestly, that people think, you know, diversity, oh, that it actually works. Well, yeah, of course it works, because the people are so different. You know, that's the reason it works, because they're coming from completely different places. As long as they're smart and they're creative and they're optimistic and positive and all those things, of course it's going to work. Because human beings are different. And that's, and you're, you know, we study styles, right? Style selling. Well, one of the things, Johnny, you probably, if you've been selling for 10 years, you know about style selling. The idea is that you need to become chameleon-like in terms of working with a client, right? You understand what their style is and respect their style. So when we talk about styles on teams, a great team is a team made up of different styles. Okay? In this case, when you learn to sell, you learn that when you to adopt to the style of your client in order to make them comfortable. Because they're most comfortable about with people like themselves. So if someone is aggressive and wants to get it done in 5 minutes, then you are aggressive and get it done in 5 minutes. Some people, I don't have time to meet monthly. Well, we're only going to meet for 10 minutes. Okay, I can do that. Boom, put it down, boom, on, off, gone, right? Another person is, this is fascinating. Tell me all about it, right? The engineer, he wants to know how Supernova works from the inside and out. And so you teach him everything about Supernova. And he's like, this is fascinating. You send him the book. And he's like, I read the whole book. It's fabulous. You know? And then somebody else just wants to talk about their children and their grandchildren. They have no interest in anything that you're talking about because they're complete people, right? That's all they care about is people. The money's just the, you know, it's just there. It's just there to solve issues. So learning styles and appreciating styles is very important. And, you know, there's a lot of different organizations that teach styles. We're going to teach style selling, as part of our, Supernova Scholars Program.
You know, it's weird. I mean, it's not weird, but it's interesting. I have like these things whenever we're talking and then you start talking about something and I go, oh, that's what I'm doing. I didn't realize that's what I was doing, but that's what I was doing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's funny. My brother was wonderful with widows and divorcees and women generally. I mean, it's almost his entire book was made up of those people.
Yeah.
And you think, why? Well, because he's such a gracious human being. You know, he's got a lot of faults, but one of them is he's a sweet person. You know, he just is really nice to women and makes them laugh and loves women. He always has, you know, and you know, the difference between a guy's guy that wants to hunt and fish and doesn't care about could be with guys all the time. And then other guys just, they like women. So it's just, you know, whatever. And one of the things that, therefore on your team, you want to have different styles. So you don't just have this, cause a lot of times you'll get a book, inherit a book or something from somebody and everybody in the book is exactly like the guy.
Yeah. Then
it's very weird.
Gravitate towards lawyers and that kind of stuff. You know, certain
so what are we going to do to hold you accountable for next month?
Johnny's looking at me. I'm looking at him.
What do you want to tackle first?
Let's ask Johnny about his observations. Where could we make the most progress? It feels good to get all the folders done, you know, first of all. feeling good to get the to get the call cycles, to get the call calendar. Is that what we're calling it? Call.
The client contacts.
Client contacts to get the, all of those organized and to get everybody in into the into that. So that's still an organizational piece. But we've just covered a lot more ground with him here than I ever covered on my own. So that's my input. But Johnny has got – he's going to be moving fast here.
Our next meeting's in 2 weeks?
Next meeting with Rob is
yeah.
in 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks or a month?
Well, it'll be actually 3 weeks from today.
3 weeks?
Yeah. Because it'll be the second Wednesday of the month.
And Rob, are you looking for
something you heard today? Something you heard today that you're going to follow up on? You like the idea, and you're going to actually do it.
I think for go ahead, because I know what I would say. Could you go ahead?
I go with agenda and executive summary.
Exactly. Like, we've got to tighten up on that. Agenda and executive summary.
Okay. So here's what he does. A week ahead of time, he always has the, the agenda go out. And then the day of the call, he always has the executive summary completed. Tries to do it immediately after, but if not, before he goes home. And he's actually got an alarm that goes off before every call to make sure he's on the call on time. Now, we had a little trouble today because it wouldn't let me open up the call because of sometimes it thinks I'm still on a call, so I have to go in the website and open up the call. But okay. Typically, I will try and open up the calls every, you know, right on time. So it's just a good attention to detail and trying to be precise.
All right, agenda, executive summary, and then I think for you, one of the things is that. You know, we could work on that mini client service department, kind of floating that idea.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a great idea. Just making sure we really tighten up what you're going to show to other advisors.
And I'd like to see you set up the call with your boss.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's say a 4-1. Maybe 12-4-2 is too much, but at least a 4-1, where you're quarterly and one in person.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we just did a 1-on-1.
Good.
What was it here? 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago?
I would just put it on my calendar if he doesn't do it on his. Okay.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And then just. You know, and he'll get used to the fact you're not really, at first people that set up an agenda or set up a call like that, they think somebody wants something all the time. And you want to get away from that. So sure, you're going to want things, but at the same time, you're going to spend 90% of the time teaching him what you're giving him. You know, this is what I'm giving to you. More assets, more, you know, leadership assets, production. I'm helping you recruit. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Loading the boat on that side. And then when you need something, it's easier to give it to you.
Yep, I got it. That's good.
Got it?
That's great. What else, Johnny?
I think I'm good right now.
Okay.
Good. I think this was very productive.
Yeah, it is. It's always awesome to talk with you. I appreciate it.
Great talking with you. It's fun talking with people you like, trust, and admire. Way to go. You're in that category.
Check off all those boxes, Rob. Every one of them. So.
Thanks. Okay.
Talk to you.
See you guys next month.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye. Bye.